in partnership with Bent Arrow Traditional Healing Society and Parkdale Cromdale Community League, an art installation and awareness session project on missing and murdered Indigenous people will be displayed for the next 2 weeks. Exhibit will be installed at the hockey rink beside the Parkdale Cromdale Community League, located off 113 Avenue and 85th Street. The project is devoted entirely to honoring Indigenous people who are and or have been victims of violence and injustice. The event will run from October 5th until October 17th. Red panels of fabric sway with the light breeze, and audio stories about the accounts of missing and murdered Indigenous people play in the background. A red ribbon skirt, a men's red ribbon shirt, and a red neck shawl hang in the middle of the installation. A teepee sits on the northwest side of the rink. The area is quiet except for the crackle of a sacred fire. Red is symbolic of the missing and murdered. Information will be shared, ceremonies will be held, and a sacred fire will stay lit for the entire 2 weeks of the project. Each evening, a video showing a map of the missing and murdered will be projected onto a red panel. Lights will be displayed to demonstrate the scale and impact of the issue. Sarah Delano is the program's director for Parkdale Cromdale Community League. She is providing support for the event. She was keeping the fire going and was there for the first day of the installation. Delano is intrigued by the whole event, she said.
I did find it to be a really powerful experience. Like, you can see the red cloth here blowing in the wind is really, the scale of it is really large. And then you can hear in the background, there's people telling their stories about their missing or murdered loved ones. And I think, especially sitting here in the teepee for the last 4 hours, it's just been really impactful to be hearing the words and seeing the cloth there.
Bryn Herbert is the supervisor of the Practice as Ceremony Cultural Support Services for Bent Arrow Traditional Healing Society. He tells us about how the installation brings healing to those affected in the community.
The stories are hard and difficult and sad and heartbreaking. What heals that is to see everybody come together, not only in my home community in the north, though here, as well as our communities to the west and the east, and to see everybody coming together. Last night was a beautiful example of a community of people who were being honest to their pain and their sorrow, and also being honest to the support and the love that they feel from the community.
Kedron Kutu came into town from Fort Saskatchewan and saw the Facebook post about the event. He tells us his connection to the missing and murdered people.
Yeah, I just had a friend, and she had an auntie that was murdered just at the LRT station right over here. I think the stadium station. Yeah, she was actually murdered and stabbed to death, and I just came here to pay tribute to her in the sake of my friend and her honor.
The project originated from the efforts, collaboration, and ideas of volunteers at Parkdale Cromdale Community League and Bent Arrow Traditional Healing Society. President of the Community League, Kevin Wong, developed the installation as the community has a significant Indigenous population and the community wanted to provide programming and projects that reflect the people and experiences of their neighborhood. This project also originated out of the desire to learn more about the missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, missing and murdered Indigenous people initiative, and promote inclusivity within the community. Individuals are encouraged to donate to the cause, and any proceeds from the event will be distributed to groups dealing with the issue. Volunteers are scheduled throughout the night and weekends by the Community League and from Bent Arrow. Further information can be found on the Bent Arrow Traditional Healing Society website or their Facebook page. For Windspeaker Media, I'm Balika Kamakateo.